Do you have any idea what is being done for the Christian right now by the living Lord Jesus Christ? I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. In these words of the Lord Jesus, as recorded in the Gospel of John in the 14th chapter and the 18th verse, in these words the Lord Jesus indicates that it's his intention to keep his eye on his believers as long as they are in this world. Now, we've been studying in the Gospel of John, and in the last few studies, in fact, for some time, we have been in that important part of the Gospel of John, to be found in chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17. This is the portion of the Gospel where the Lord Jesus took time to tell his disciples what was going to happen and how he would minister to them after he was gone. He would be doing things for them, and expressed all his intention in this word, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." We all have in mind that while our Lord Jesus was here upon earth, he took care of his followers. We can have in mind that so far as those men were concerned that walked with him, that they had ready access to him, and that he was watching over them at all times. If they came into any kind of problem that was difficult, they would come to him, and he would help them solve it. If there was something perplexing, he would give them instruction. If there was something uncertain, he would give them guidance. And if for any reason they had come into something that would be too much for them to manage, he would manage it for them. He was their comforter. The whole experience of believing in Christ was developed in the course of a fellowship with him. Maybe you've noticed as I've been talking along that the Lord Jesus, there's no record of where he ever gave a man an assignment and sent him home to do it. There was never a time when the Lord Jesus would fix a man up and say, "Now you go out and do the best you can." Invariably, when the Lord Jesus had dealings with a man, it was, "Come after me, come with me." And he would pray, he prayed, as you will remember, in the 17th of John, he prayed to his Father in heaven that they may be one as we are one, and went on to describe it, "Thou in me and I in them," that sort of thing. Now, as he prepared for his departure, as we've been noticing in these chapters, he emphasized to them that he would be coming again, that although he was leaving this world, he was by no means abandoning it, and that he would come back to complete the task that had been given to him from his Father. He also told them, if you will remember, that while he was away, he would send the Holy Spirit to keep these people who trusted in him and to help them as they lived. And surely this would be enough to rejoice any believer's heart. And so far as any Christian person is concerned, if he stops to think about it, he can know that just as surely as there's a God in heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ will return to complete the work that his Father had given him to do. And in the time, while he is away, while the Lord Jesus Christ is in heaven and while the believer is here upon earth, the Lord Jesus will send his Holy Spirit to be in the heart of the believer, comforting him, guiding him, teaching him, as we have been noticing that it would be done. Now, in this study of John that we have been following through, we will have noticed how considerate the Lord Jesus was of his followers and how kind he was to them. And even in these last days that he was with them, as he prepared his disciples to carry on their witness after he was gone, he was thoughtful of them and encouraged them in the very words I quoted to you when he said to them, "I will not leave you comfortless." That word comfortless is a little unusual for us in the English. It means without comfort. And in the Greek, the actual word means orphans. "I will not leave you to be orphans. I will come to you." Now I want to pause in our study of the Gospel of John. And for the remainder of this program today, I want to review to you some of the things that the living Lord Jesus Christ does right now for any believer. If you're a believer in him, there are some things being done for you right this very moment. And if you're not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I hope that as you listen to me, it will occur to you, you could have this, But I also hope that you'll be very honest with yourself, and let me be honest, and I hope kind to you, but let me be honest with you. Please don't think this is for everybody on the face of the earth. It's for anybody. Whosoever will may come. But if for any reason whatever you have not given yourself over to the Lord Jesus Christ, then as one man to another, just person to person, one human being to another human being, let me urge upon you, for your own soul's sake, don't fool yourself. Don't think for one minute if I start speaking about what happens to Christians that I mean this happens for everybody living in North America, for everybody living in this country. No, I don't mean anything like that at all. I mean for those who are believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and trusting in Him, certain things are true. They could be true for anybody whosoever will come unto Him. They're not true for anybody who has not accepted Christ. For instance, here is the first thing I would remind you. The Lord Jesus right now is the atoning sacrifice for my sins. I mean right now in the presence of God. The living Lord Jesus Christ is interceding for me and is showing to the Father in heaven the evidence of His death for me. I am right now being cleansed of my sin by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only language I know to use. Let me repeat it to you again, and it means something like this. Any given day in the week as I live, this very day you hear this program. Now, just as sure as I'm alive and draw breath on the face of this earth, my human nature being what it is, my human limitations being what it is, my performance will be less than it could be. My performance in actual doing will not be everything that it could be in on the presence of Almighty God. Anytime I'm liable to sin, sometimes I may be conscious of it, and sometimes I may be unconscious of it. They may be ignorant sins, they may be unintentional, inadvertent sins, and they may be secret sins, and they may be willful sins. These things can happen. We can be foolish, even to this present moment. But I want to tell you right now that my salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ does not depend upon how wise I am. My salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't depend upon how good I am or how nice I am or how faithful I am. My salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ depends entirely upon Him, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all sin. Then again, He would say about Himself that right now He is the resurrection and the life. Now this language is rather strange, but what that means to you is that in the Lord Jesus Christ, through believing in Him, I am raised from the dead so far as I am concerned. Actually, in myself, I am dead in trespasses and sins, and the thing for me to do is to reckon myself dead, count myself as dead, give up on myself, yield myself into the hands of God, let God raise me from the dead. If I will receive the Lord Jesus Christ, something will happen in me that the Bible says that I am born again. There'll be a new creature. Every man that's in Christ Jesus is a new creature, and the life that I will have is the life of God, eternal life that I will have through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you've never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you won't know what I'm talking about. Let me just tell it to you, that actually, if you put your faith in the Lord Jesus, something new begins right now, and it goes on every day, every single day you live, morning, noon, and night. All the time, this is true. There will be resources of grace in you far beyond what you're worth, far beyond you. They will come from God Himself. And then again, even right now, He is the companion and the comforter. I know the Holy Spirit is given to me to be my comforter, but the Lord Jesus Himself said, I will come unto you. And every single Christian person can every moment of the day be conscious of the fact that in Him the Lord Jesus Christ is now working. Do you remember His words? Abide in me, and I in you. And you remember how Paul prayed about this? When Paul prayed, you will recall, that Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith. He is the companion and the comforter. And then again, He is the teacher. Even right now, as a Christian person, you are being taught. You're being shown the truth that is in God far beyond any understanding that you would have. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will come to realize God is your Father. You'll come to look upon the whole world as something God created. You'll understand that this life is in God's hands. You'll know that your whole life and whole time of your life is in God's hands. You'll know that God has prepared to take care of you. You'll know so much. And it will grow and grow in you as you read the Bible and you fellowship with Christian people. Your knowledge of these things will increase because He's your teacher. Also, the Lord Jesus will be with you as your guide. Now, someone may say, well, the Holy Spirit is your guide. I know He is. Someone may say that the Word of God is a guide unto your feet. I know it is. But the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God, shows you His will. But the Holy Spirit is, after all, only showing you the things of Christ. And truly, it's Christ in you that's the hope of glory. Also, He is your keeper. He will hold you by your right hand. He will never let you go. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are never going to be left alone, and He isn't going to stand by helplessly and see you get into trouble. He isn't going to stand by when you're in trouble and just see you trouble in it and be distressed in it. He will help you. He will save you. He will rescue you. And even now, in addition to being with you and in you, in heaven, He is preparing a place for you. He's got you in mind. He's watching over you. He's going to bring you to Himself. And you can count upon it. There isn't a single thing going to happen to you that He's not going to watch over. And more than that, you can know right now that He's going to come again for you. All this is true for you if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our God and Heavenly Father, make these things real to our hearts. Help us to respond to them and to accept them. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.